On the record. On News Talk.
With Pinergy. Supplying energy with insight to forward-thinking Irish businesses.
As a postscript to the discussion we were having with Shona and Paul just before the 12 o'clock news, Village Magazine has said in the last few minutes that they will publish significant new evidence relating to the Taoiseach's 2019 leak of a confidential draft contract at 2 o'clock tomorrow. That's Monday. So Village Magazine saying they'll publish more material on that story tomorrow afternoon. That is ahead of the Dáil debate of a motion of no confidence in Leo Varadkar on Tuesday evening. Now, speaking of tweets, this is a tweet that I wanted to read to you. Big tech censoring truth, check. Media lying about POTUS. Check. Making lists of opponents. Check. Demonstrable fraud. Check. Ridiculous turnouts. Check. Dead voters. Check. Threats of violence and riots. Check. Threats to force the POTUS out. Check. And derision of proper legal remedy. Check. Oh wow, yep, we are living in a coup. Now that tweet was retweeted inside the last few hours by Donald Trump Jr. And what it illustrates is that how some claims, some of which have merit and some of which don't, are now getting the most sympathetic audience in the highest office in the world. We're speaking now with Donie O'Sullivan, who's a CNN business reporter who has spent the last couple of years looking very deeply into the world of misinformation. He joins us now from the East Coast of America. Donie, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Very good. Thanks very much for joining us, because I know it's an early morning for you. You're on the East Coast where it's only 7 a.m. and I'm sure, much like the rest of us, you've been spending an awful lot more time watching your employers on air than the rest of us probably ought to in any other healthy week. We wanted to talk to you about misinformation because obviously there has been a lot of misinformation and disinformation across a whole load of spheres, particularly this year when it comes to COVID-19, but particularly because it now seems as if the White House itself is going to become one of the most hospitable and ardent supporters of a lot of misinformation in the coming days when it comes to the conduct of the election.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, what we're seeing these past few days is the president and his prominent supporters, including, as you mentioned there, his son, retweeting and reposting and posting themselves videos, images, articles, all of which are pretty much baseless, but that allege some form of voter fraud. You know, for instance, the day after the election or the day after the election, they're all blending in together this week, as I'm sure everybody's
it's been
feeling
one long
it. But,
day, yeah.
But Trump's other son, Eric Trump, retweeted a video which purported to show a person setting fire to ballots, which were seemed to be cast for Donald Trump. And, you know, that got retweeted to his millions of followers. It was viewed millions of times online. But once we looked into it and once we actually spoke to the election officials from Virginia, which is the state where these ballots purported to be from, they were very easily able to explain that this was a hoax video, was false. They weren't real ballots because they didn't have the markings or serial IDs and codes that would be on real ballots.
Yeah.
But that is the sort of stuff that is being shared right now. And that is the sort of stuff that is being used as evidence, quote unquote, by Trump and his allies to say this election was rigged.
And it's very difficult to know the degree to which members of the Trump family or other Trump allies would look to scrutinize that, whether they just retweet it without giving it any kind of scrutiny for themselves. But I suppose the question that arises is, do people share that sort of information out of a genuine belief that there is a conspiracy, or is there behind it some organized level of misinformation which is almost designed to try and obscure facts and to try and kick dust into people's eyes?
Yeah, I think it's an absolute mix of both, really. And I think in terms of Trump and his allies, I think he has shown over the past few years that he doesn't care if something is misinformation or not, as long as it sets and supports his narrative or the argument that he's trying to make. And I've actually spent the past few days in Pennsylvania, in Harrisburg, which is the capital of Pennsylvania. And we saw, you know, the morning after the election, this Stop the Steal group go viral on Facebook and on Twitter and elsewhere, which was mostly Trump supporters alleging that the election was stolen, and people being told to get out to their state capitals or to count centers and to protest to say this is a rigged election. So I've spent the past few days hanging out with Trump supporters here in Harrisburg at these Stop the Steal events. And, you know, as I speak to them and say, you know, what is it? What is the evidence you have that this election has been rigged. Mm. The first examples they're pointing to are these sort of viral posts, two of which I personally was involved in fact-checking with CNN, one being that bag of ballots, the bag of fake ballots that were set on fire, and another on a spike in a map for Joe Biden in Michigan. But these people are genuinely believing this as the reason that they are getting out and taking to the streets.
But then the information that they're seeing that's tweeted into their timelines or to people who run the likes of these, you know, Facebook groups, people who share that sort of content, again, you can't be really sure whether they're just sharing that in good faith because they believe what they're seeing, because they don't know any different, or because they're actively trying to sow some sort of discord or disharmony. In the years that you've been looking at it, which side do you come down on? Do you think people are just innocently sharing this, not realizing the harm it's doing? Or at some level, is there a kind of an organized attempt to misdirect people?
I think in this case, it's fair to say that, you know, what we're seeing from the likes of Steve Bannon, who's a close Trump ally, and others, is there is a concerted effort to push misinformation, to push disinformation about the integrity of the election. What individual Americans end up doing then in terms of as they consume that and share that further, I mean, the people I spoke to, most of them are very genuine people, you know, just real Trump supporters here in Pennsylvania who genuinely believe the election is rigged. But then as I speak to them and explain to them, say, well, actually, you know, that post that you mentioned about the ballots being burned, here's actually how it's false. And the reaction to that then is quite interesting, because you'll either have a supporter who sometimes will say, oh, wow, I can't believe that was false. I saw it all over my feed. Or other people will just say, they'll sort of like water off a duck's back. They might say, well, I don't care about that now. There's 200 other examples.
Or they would tell you that you're CNN and therefore you're fake news and you're biased against the Trump family anyway.
Precisely.
And you can't be accepted as an authority. How do you deal with that?
Well, I mean, you know, they don't have to believe me. But yes, I mean, we're very normally quite hostile territory as I go to these events, although they love the fact I'm Irish, so that helps. I think it's a bit disorientating for folks when they see a guy with a CNN microphone and then I come out with a Kerry accent. And you know, that we've also seen, obviously, and I think many of your listeners might have picked up on this in the past few days, is that, you know, many of Trump's own tweets have been labeled the past few days by Twitter as misinformation.
Yeah, well, this is the next thing that I wanted to ask you about, because it's one thing to have a hospitable audience in the White House or to suggest that the White House is to some degree almost being taken in by the wrongful allegations of others. But then you have the guy who holds the most powerful land or office in the land, if not the world, who is then actively giving succor to that by distributing it with the kind of semblance of authority that this is now an officially endorsed White House complaint.
Yeah. And so what we've seen the past few days is Twitter really cracking down. And I think a lot of Democrats here wish that Twitter would have done this years ago, but really, really cracking down in real time on the misinformation that Trump is sharing from the White House. And they're putting this label on it to say, you know, this information is disputed or it's just blatant misinformation. What Trump, and you alluded to this in your introduction, what Trump, his supporters, see that, though, as they see that label, they don't see that as a fact check as such. They see that as confirmation that they are being censored and that the information that they are sharing is actually accurate, and that technology companies, Twitter, Facebook, the mainstream media is all involved in this big cover up. And, you know, there's also fact checkers who work for Facebook. And over the past few months, I've been speaking to Trump supporters at Trump rallies, and a lot of posts that people have been sharing over the past few months about false allegations against Joe Biden or about the election itself do get flagged on Facebook by fact checkers. Mm. And it's, you know, a little message comes up and it says, you know, the information on this is false. And the reputable fact checkers like AFP, the Associated Press, Reuters, but many people see that as a badge of honor at this point, you know, to say, oh, yeah, my stuff gets labeled all the time. I must be doing the right thing. So, you know, it's a very difficult battle for the truth to break through in this environment on social media.
Well, it'll certainly be really, really fascinating to see exactly how it goes now if there is no positive way to either prove or disprove a lot of the stuff that Republicans are putting out there. For now, we will leave it there. Donny O'Sullivan, CNN Business Reporter, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.